Sani Bonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, an Eastern Cape acting municipal manager and a service provider are arrested for alleged fraud and corruption. Double life sentences were imposed on a DA ward councillor's murderers, and an anti-gang unit members arrest four men and seize four unlicensed firearms and ammunition after a gang shooting in Steenberg. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. For our first headline, an Eastern Cape acting municipal manager and service provider arrested for fraud and corruption. Acting Nelson Mandela Municipality Manager and the Director of a private entity, JK Nkadi Trading CC, have been arrested by the Hawks Serious Commercial Crime Investigation in collaboration with the Port Elizabeth Technical Response Team for alleged fraud and corruption in terms of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act. The former acting municipal manager and the director of Jege Nkadi, a construction company, allegedly colluded and deceived the Eastern Cape Department of Human Settlements to fund several reconstruction and development housing projects worth almost 30 million rands in Port Elizabeth. The municipality acted as a developer of these projects and appointed contractors to do the work from a supplier database of the municipality. These appointments were required to be done in strict compliance with the procurement policy. It is alleged, in 2014, the acting municipal manager was interfered with the bid committee and its recommendations and ensured that the said construction company was unduly awarded for a contract for the work on the Walls Estate project in blatant disregard of the supply chain management policy. The policy, inter alia, was made for preventing favoritism and corrupt activities. The municipal manager allegedly received a payment of 900,000 rands as gratification from the director of the rewarded entity after he used his position of authority to influence the bid allocations committee. Both suspects were expected to appear at the Specialized Commercial Crime Court in Port Elizabeth on the 21st of August 2020. For our second headline, double life sentences were imposed on a DA ward councillor's murderers. Five men who stood trial in the Northern Cape High Court for the murder of the Democratic Alliance councillor Johannes Badges, aged 49, and his business partner in 2016, have been found guilty and sentenced on Friday for double murder. Johannes, a former ward councillor of the Gatelopele municipality, was found dead on the main road between Danelskuil and Post Matsburg in August 2016. He had been shot twice in the head and once in the torso. At the time of his death, he was with his friend Jeffrey Nose, aged 31, who was also shot in the face and unfortunately passed on 7 days after the fateful incident. The deceased had been lured to a non-existent business meeting which he took his business associate with. The Hawks Serious Organized Crime Investigation Team was roped into the investigation matter, which resulted in the arrest of Richard Magau, aged 32, within 48 hours of the tragic incident. Further investigations led to the arrest of others, including Charles Mpondomisa, 42, Matthews Lichodi, 52, Richard Hassan, 36, and Frank Baxen, 34, in 2016, September and October, respectively. The High Court convicted both the group for murderers, except for Magau, who was sentenced to 36 years of imprisonment. The other four received double life sentences. Baxan and Bondomisa received an additional 4 years of imprisonment for possession of firearm and ammunition. The provincial head of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, the DPIC, Major General Kolegi Legalawe, has commended the team for the splendid work done and warned those who continue to commit crime that they will be brought to book without fail. The National Head of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, Lieutenant General Godfrey Lebeya, is certified that justice was secured by the Serious Organized Crime Investigation Team, which has secured 11 sentences on 7 convicts in just 2 days, the first of which were by the Pietermaritzburg High Court, where 3 convicted police killers received a combined sentence of 143 years. For our last headline, anti-gang unit members arrested 4 men and seized 4 unlicensed firearms and ammunition after gang shootings in Steenberg. Police in the province remain committed to getting rid of the communities of unlicensed firearms and ammunition. In the early hours of the 21st of August 2020, members from the anti-gang unit followed up on information about firearms that were kept at 2 houses in Steenberg. Upon their arrival at the address, the police searched 2 premises and found 2 unlicensed firearms and 38 rounds of ammunition. 2 suspects affiliated to the Flacker gang were arrested. Meanwhile, the previous night on the 28th of August at about 9:30 p.m., anti-gang unit members followed up on information after a shooting incident that was reported at Alterstar Road, Lavender Hill. 2 people were shot. A 31-year-old man was fatally wounded while a 48-year-old man was wounded. Cases of murder and attempted murder were opened for investigation. The police pounced on an address in Shepherd Court, Lavender Hill, where a search was conducted. 2 9mm pistols with 36 rounds of ammunition and dacha were confiscated. 2 suspects were arrested for possession of unlicensed firearms and ammunition and for the possession of dacha. All the 4 suspects, aged between 28 and 40, were expected to appear in the Wynberg Magistrates Court on the 24th of August. The Western Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Yolisa Matagata, commended the members for ensuring that perpetrators were brought to book and unlicensed firearms and ammunition are removed from the communities. In other news, more police officers were arrested during a clampdown on corruption. Investigations by the Provincial Anti-Corruption Unit led to the arrest of 3 police officers for the theft and defeating ends of justice. It is alleged that in April 2020, police officers detached to the Visible Policing Task Team approached a business person in Tongati CBD and accused him of selling cigarettes during lockdown. The police officers entered the storeroom and allegedly removed cigarettes as well as cash. A case of theft was opened at the Tongati police station and was assigned to the Provincial Anti-Corruption Unit for investigation. 2 warrant officers, aged 39 and 48, as well as a constable, aged 36, were arrested. They appeared at the Verulam Magistrates Court and were granted a bail of 3,000 rands each. The matter was then adjourned to the 28th of October 2020. On the 28th of August 2020, 3 police officers from eThekwini were charged for theft and defeating the ends of justice. They were warned to appear at the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court on the 1st of September 2020. It is alleged that the police officers were tasked to conduct compliance inspections at taverns in Mid Ilovo policing precincts during July 2019. Following this inspection, 3 tavern owners reported to the police that the men removed cigarettes and cash, which were not accounted for. They were arrested by the investigating officers from the Provincial Anti-Corruption Unit following a swift investigation. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, welcomed the latest arrests. "We remain committed to clean up the police service and wish to express our appreciation to citizens that bring the incidents of corruption to our attention." Also in the KwaZulu-Natal, drugs were seized in Richards Bay. Border policing by officers from the Provincial Drug and Firearm Unit resulted in the arrest of a 30-year-old man and the recovery of heroin powder. Police conducted an intelligence-driven operation targeted at preventing and confiscating drugs that were smuggled into the country through the Richards Bay Harbour. Police arrested a 30-year-old man and recovered heroin powder with an estimated street value of 400,000 rands. The suspect was arrested for the possession of drugs and was taken to the Richards Bay Police Station for processing. He was then expected to appear at the Richards Bay Magistrates Court on the 21st of August 2020. The Home Affairs Department was also alerted about the arrest. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, commended the team for the arrest and the recovery of the drugs. In the Eastern Cape Province, one suspect was arrested and two firearms were recovered at Qumbu. Tactical Response Team deployed at Qumbu with Mthatha Operational Command Center members conducted information-driven operations searching for illegal firearms and ammunition at Ngaboxa location and Mabolompo location on the 20th of August between 11 p.m. and 9 a.m. the next day. These suspects were believed to be in possession of unlicensed firearms and ammunition allegedly used in committing crime activities around the Qumbu areas. The operation resulted in the arrest of a 29-year-old male suspect from Ngaboxa location, Qumbu. The suspect was arrested and charged for possession of unlicensed firearm and ammunition, as well as possession of a prohibited firearm and ammunition. In another operation, Tactical Response Team deployed at Qumbu went to a homestead situated in Mabolompa locality, Chulumna, and upon arrival, the father of the wanted suspects informed the police that his son and a friend were sleeping and guarding a shop and shebeen belonging to the suspect's uncle. A follow-up was done at the shop, but the suspect evaded the police by escaping through the back door. A pistol was found underneath the pillow where the suspect was sleeping. An inquiry docket was opened and one pistol and one magazine containing four live rounds were confiscated. The suspect was expected to appear at Qumbu Magistrates Court facing respective charges. All firearms were taken for ballistic testing to ascertain whether they had been previously used in the commission of a crime. The Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Liziwe Ntshinga, was elated with the intervention and the results achieved. "Our intelligence-driven operations are an efficient remedy. We will continue and make similar inroads to other towns until our people are and feel safe," she added. Again in the KwaZulu-Natal province, armed robbers were arrested. A joint operation conducted by eThekwini Outer North Crime Intelligence in conjunction with BLM detectives and the KwaDukuza Task Team in search of wanted business robbery suspects in the BLM policing precinct yielded positive results. Three suspects aged between 25 and 31 were arrested. The suspects were expected to appear at the KwaDukuza Magistrates Court on the 21st of August 2020, facing possession of unlicensed firearm and ammunition charges. A joint operation aimed at tracing suspects who were terrorizing businesses in the Relim area was conducted. The information led the police officers to Lindelani in KwaDukuza, where two men aged 25 and 27 were arrested. On further investigation, police were led to another house in the same area where a 31-year-old man was also arrested. Four firearms, including a shotgun and 18 rounds of ammunition, were recovered from the suspects. The serial numbers of all the firearms were filed off. The suspects were then taken to KwaDukuza Police Station and detained. They were also linked to a business robbery that was committed in the previous month in the BLM area. The firearms were also subjected to ballistic testing and the suspects were profiled to ascertain whether they were linked to any other robberies committed in BLM and surrounding areas. The suspects were to join their co-accused, aged 18 and 29, who were arrested on the 19th of August 2020 for business robbery. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Jula, praised the detectives for the arrest and the recovery of the firearms. In the Western Cape, seven suspects were arrested. Police members attached to the Provincial Task Team continue to bring perpetrators of serious crimes to book. members assisted by the House Bay Police in a tracing operation. The members proceeded to an address in Sharp Road, Philippi East, where two females aged 17 and 18 were arrested after an unlicensed firearm and ammunition were found at the address. In an unrelated incident, members of the flying squad acted on information about people who stole items from different guest houses in West Coast area. One suspect was originally apprehended and items such as towels, cutlery, bedding stolen from the guest houses were seized. Police recovered two imitation firearms that can fire blank rounds. Five suspects aged between 25 and 40 were arrested on cases of possession of stolen property and possession of imitation firearm. All the four suspects were expected to appear in Strand and Athlone Magistrates Court on the 24th of August 2020, facing their respective charges. In Limpopo, the police are seeking the public's assistance to locate a missing teenager. The police in Lebowakgomo outside Polokwane are appealing to members of the community to assist with information that can assist in locating the missing teenager, Motlatso Rachel Matitsi, aged 15, from Lebowakgomo Zone A. The teenager is a learner at Derek Kobe Secondary School in Zone B, and she was reportedly last seen by her mother while at home on the 26th of July, 2020. Numerous attempts by friends and family members to locate her were not successful. The victim was last seen wearing a black t-shirt, brown sandals, and a black jean at the time of her disappearance. Anyone with information that can assist the police to locate this missing person may contact Warrant Officer Liolo on 084-039-9671, alternatively the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 may be contacted. The police in the Northern Cape bust a drug peddler in Kimberley CBD. 31-year-old Kimberley CBD drug peddler was caught red-handed in the possession of 9 plastics packaged with crystal meth. The arrest of the peddler was effected at approximately 5:20 p.m. on the 21st of August 2020, subsequent to police observation. Vigilant officers observed the suspects doing drug transaction on a pavement in Stockdale Street. The police outsmarted the suspect and restrained him. Drugs which were in his possession were seized before he could discard them. The suspect was then expected to appear before the Kimberley Magistrates Court on the 24th of August 2020 on a count of possession of drugs. The police in Northern Cape continued to close down on criminals to ensure that they are removed from the communities. Also in the Western Cape, police removed unlicensed firearms and ammunition from the streets in Khayelitsha and Gugulethu. Police members attached to the provincial task team participated in an intelligence-driven operation and searched identified residences in Khayelitsha and Gugulethu where firearms and ammunition were seized. In Khayelitsha, the team searched a house in Site B and found a firearm with ammunition. Two suspects aged 38 and 41 were arrested. The members proceeded to Gugulethu and upon searching a house, they found a pistol with 15 rounds of ammunition. The suspect, a 42-year-old woman, was arrested on charges of possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition. All the three suspects were expected to appear in court for their respective charges on the 24th of August 2020. Eight suspects were taken in for questioning for a KZN police murder. Eight suspects were taken in for questioning after a 35-year-old constable was shot at Ezakheni Ladysmith. Constable Thandekile Promise Sikakane was on her way to work when she gave a lift to two females from Ladysmith to Ezakheni Township. She drove past Ezakheni police station where she was working to drop off the two females. Upon dropping off the first female, they were allegedly approached by three suspects who fired several shots, fatally wounding her. The suspects made off with a service pistol and she was declared dead at the scene. The Newcastle Serious Organised Crime Unit, working together with Crime Intelligence and Ladysmith Crime Prevention members, conducted a joint operation after they received information about unlicensed firearms in B section at Ezakheni. The team swooped in on the suspects, and upon searching, a Z889mm pistol belonging to the late Constable Sikakane was recovered. The joint team proceeded to Ladysmith, where another 9mm pistol suspected to be the murder weapon was also recovered. The firearm will be sent for ballistic testing to determine if it was used in Constable Sikakane's murder and any other commissions of any crime in the country. The investigation is still in process. In the Northern Cape, 10 accused were held for the attack on police. The Provincial Commissioner of the Northern Cape, Lieutenant General Risimati Peter Shivuri, has strongly condemned the attack on police officers. Police in Roodepan followed up on information about a theft in Ivory Park. Two suspects were located and they attacked the police. They were arrested for assault on the police, resisting arrest, and possession of dangerous weapons. 8 people stormed Roodepan police station armed with knives and demanded the release of the 2 suspects. The police managed to arrest the suspects for conspiring to assist and incite an escape from lawful custody, assault on the police, possession of dangerous weapon, and obstructing the police in execution of their duties. 1 member sustained minor injuries and 6 knives were confiscated from the suspects. The 10 suspects, aged between 17 and 41, were expected to appear before the Galesha Magistrates Court. Again in the KwaZulu-Natal, a murder suspect was arrested. On the 22nd of August 2020 at about 4 p.m, Tongati police were alerted about a body at an informal settlement in Lamresi and proceeded to the area. It is alleged that 3 men had an argument over alcohol and 2 males aged 32 and 36 were stabbed. A 32-year-old male was pronounced dead at the scene and a 36-year-old was taken to the hospital for medical attention. A case of murder and attempted murder was then opened at the Tongati police station for investigation. Police searched the area for the suspect and he was apprehended while hiding in a sugarcane field. The suspect, aged 23, was arrested and charged for murder and attempted murder. It is alleged that the suspect was found with injuries after he was assaulted by community members when he ran and hid. He was taken to hospital for medical attention and was to appear at the Verulam Magistrates Court as soon as he was released from the hospital. And for our last story, a Mpumalanga video clip incident was to be investigated. The police in Mpumalanga investigated an incident which was captured on video, which went viral, where a man was seen assaulting a young woman. The incident, which can be described as inhumane, is alleged to have taken place in KwaMhlushwa in the Nkomazi area in 2020, February and March, but only surfaced on the 22nd of August 2020. After careful scrutiny of the video, police are of the view that the man who was seen violently attacking the woman has a case to answer, hence the investigation in a form of an inquiry into the matter. The Provincial Commissioner appointed a senior police officer to probe the issue. In the meantime, police in Mpumalanga continue with their campaign encouraging women to report their abusive husbands or boyfriend, as at times the ending is unpleasant. The office of the Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Mondli Zuma, issued a statement reiterating a stance which must be taken by women should they experience any form of abuse. They must institute a protection order against them, and if physically abused, they must not hesitate to open a criminal case so that the processes can run concurrently. The SAPS in Mpumalanga view gender-based violence in a serious light and vow to respond immediately when they are called upon. The police also encouraged victims of gender-based violence not to hesitate to open cases or report any form of abuse. Women are also encouraged not to withdraw cases related to GBV, as that might not stop this pandemic. Families are also not advised to stop victims of gender-based violence when they opt to take the legal route. For further updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.